It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Challenger in this Tuesday's primary for the 147th Assembly District, Mitch Martin. Mitch, welcome to the show.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
So, Mitch, you know, a lot of people wondering, who is Mitch Martin running in this primary against David DiPietro, who's been in the Assembly, very popular member of the Assembly. So, Mitch, who is Mitch Martin?
Well, I'll give you a little bit of my background. I'm currently a chief with the Erie County Sheriff's Office. I started with the Sheriff's Office in 2013 as a reserve and came on full-time with Sheriff Garcia. I also worked for a New York State Senator and a U.S. Congressman. So probably the last decade or more, I've been working in government. I've had some small businesses that I've owned, and I have a degree in philosophy from Canisius College, or Canisius University now.
So, Mitch, looking at this Assembly District, and again, as I said, I mean, David DiPietro, pretty popular member of the Assembly, even for those who don't live in the district. What was the reason now that you said, hey, it's time to challenge the incumbent?
So, you know, my opponent was for term limits. He ran against Dale Volcker, who was a great senator for New York State. And I feel like he really hasn't done much. I think both my opponent and I philosophically are relatively aligned as far as what we would vote on. I think it's more about what we can do for the constituency, for the district, and how we treat people. I treat people with respect no matter what their party affiliation is, or gender, or whatever. You know, where my opponent, tends to, if you go on Facebook and you look at my page and look at his staff and his supporters and how they attack me, that's, they say they're good Christians, but, you know, that's not Christian to me.
So you said that, you know, a lot of things that you would be aligned on, obviously David DiPietro, vocal about the Second Amendment. Where do you stand on the Second Amendment and enforcing that in New York State?
So the Second Amendment was not meant to be a restriction on the people. It was meant to be a restriction on the government. It's to prevent the government from taking our firearms. So I am a firm, firm believer in the Second Amendment. And I think that our rights are already being eroded, taken away. We need to get them back.
Looking at other things going on in the state of New York, in that district, obviously you've got parts of Erie County, and then you've got a lot of rural in that area. Mitch, what do you think is the one of the biggest issues in that district geographically that you'd like to focus on?
So there's a couple of things. I think both in Wyoming County and Southern Erie County, we need to have good hospitals and good first responder infrastructure. And, you know, if you live in Wyoming County, the hospital out there is extremely important. And same thing with Bertrand Chaffee in Southern Erie. And to actually have somebody respond and get there. So for me, it's about safety for the constituency and the first responders, both in their safety and the safety of the constituency.
Obviously, the Assembly is a Democratic majority. I mean, New York is a 3-1 Democrat state. As a member of the party, of the minority party, what do you think you could work with Democrats on, and what do you think some of the biggest challenges in the Assembly are right now?
So I think what we need to do as Republicans is get the Democrats that are elected to understand our position, our district, instead of throwing bombs, you know, working with them so that they understand our needs. And our needs are much different than New York City needs are. And I think that I've shown that I've built relationships with people, and I may not agree with them philosophically, but 80% of the way we're there. And I think most Democrats in the district, I'm not talking about electeds, I'm talking about the rank and file Democrat. We're American, they're American. We are much more closely aligned than the electeds would lead us to believe. So I think that if we can convince their leadership to understand what the people truly want, especially in the 147th, then we can start taking back some of the things that we've lost.
We're talking with Mitch.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Martin, he is running against David DiPietro in this Tuesday's primary. Mitch, this is a question that I'll be asking you, and I'll be asking our next guest at 10:30, Mario Fratto, who's running for Congress against Claudia Tenney, is former President Trump, obviously very popular in the Republican Party, put his support behind David DiPietro. Your thoughts on that, and where do you stand on the former president?
So, I would say asking former President Trump for his endorsement during the time that he's in right now is an act of desperation on my opponent's part. And I will tell you, I voted for Trump in 16. I voted for him in 2020. And I voted for him in the primary that we just had for president this time. If he is our Republican nominee, I will be voting for him.
There's been some back and forth, and I'm just the messenger, Mitch. But you know, people say that the last election here in Erie County. Now I know you're not the sheriff, but you do work for the sheriff's office. That the sheriff didn't put his support behind Mark Poloncarz's opponent, Chrissy Casilio, in that election. Who did you support?
I supported Chrissy Casilio. I voted for her.
So would you say that you, because there's this, you know, this term rhino Republican that's thrown out there, would you say that that applies to you, or would you say that you are more of a 2016 plus, I call them 2016 Republicans?
My first Republican campaign I worked on was when I was 17 years old for Bill Kindle in Amherst. He was a councilman there. He was my neighbor. I have been with the Republican Party. I was the chair in Cheektowaga, fighting, you know, 3-1 Democrats and winning, you know, council seats and assembly seats out in Cheektowaga. I am a Reagan Republican through and through.
I got to ask you this. This was a big topic, obviously, a few weeks ago with the Lancaster school district. And, you know, this is an education question, obviously, for all of New York State. But this example happened in Lancaster where a parent got a test back and a child was asked, what is the difference between I forgot what the question exactly was, but it was a gender question. And the child said that, you know, gender is what you're born as. And the teacher said that was wrong. And that actually gender is what you identify as. What do you think about these type of tests being given in schools in New York State?
That's, we have to test. As far as, I'm not even sure why you're asking a gender question on a school test. I mean, we should be learning math and science and history. And so I'm not really sure why we're asking that question.
Do you think that is something that the state should step in and say, hey, let's focus on, you know, the topics that the test that, you know, you're going to be tested to get to college instead of bringing these kinds of questions into schools.
Yes. Absolutely.
Mitch, we've talked about the Second Amendment. Obviously, your opponent, I mean, that's his, you know, that's one of the biggest topics he stands on is Second Amendment in New York State. You know, the rural district that you're running in, anything else that, you know, maybe someone here in Northern Erie County doesn't realize is facing those in Southern Erie and in Wyoming County?
You mean, are there any other topics like Second Amendment? Is that what you're asking?
Something other, you know, obviously Second Amendment's a big one, and we've discussed that, education. But is there something that, you know, maybe isn't a big deal up in Northern Erie County, but in the in 147 is a big issue and something that you're going to be looking at if you win this election and head to the assembly?
Sure. Well, I think rural districts really need a lot more infrastructure, ways to get, you know, to and from locations. That there's a lot of rural poverty, and we need to address it in the rural districts. It's much harder to do. So I think that would be something that I would like to focus on. And the big thing for me is building an economy, a strong economy for the 147th, where we're giving people a hand up, not a handout.
All right, Mitch Martin running in the 147th Assembly District. The primary is on Tuesday. Mitch, I gave your opponent this opportunity. I'm going to give you this opportunity to make your final pitch as voters will head to the polls in 2 days.
So my campaign is on integrity, leadership, and results. I've proven those things. And one final piece, it's about respecting others. And you have my word, I will respect all citizens and will help them all to achieve their goals. Thank you.
Hey, Mitch Martin, thank you so much for joining me this morning.
All right, take care.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.